Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We are still in the middle of summer, even though the back-to-school ads have started up already, and many of you still have beach vacations to look forward to. Now, we're not trying to rain on your parade, but writer for Wall Street Journal Digital Network Charles Passy joins us with some of the 10 things beach resorts won't tell you. Charles, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to join you.
All right, let's hit a few of these because they're so uplifting. But number one you have is city beach or city dump. You be the judge.
Well, you know, the thing is that we have a real pollution problem at our beaches. Basically in the last decade, it's really not changed very much. There are about 20,000 plus beach closings and advisories that are issued each year. And that number has really not changed that much. We've heard about the clean water movement, you know, for the last couple of decades. But the fact is, we still have a lot of issues with our beaches. That's on top of the trash that we leave on the sands at the beach. The Ocean Conservancy does an annual trash pickup. I mean, in just a span of a couple of weeks covering all different beaches around the world, they uncovered something like 2.1 million cigarette butts, and they also uncovered 117 mattresses. So, yeah.
That's incredible.
We have some pretty filthy beaches.
Okay, this is something that beach resorts definitely don't want you to know. We've got a crime problem.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how, you know, a lot of the most popular places to go to the beach are also really very crime-ridden destinations. One example we pointed out, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It is the 21st most dangerous city in America, according to a pretty clear statistical ranking. It has a lot of problems with violent crime, but it also has problems with break-ins, car break-ins, that kind of thing. And sure, it's just something to be mindful of. The reason the thieves are at the beach is because, you know, frankly, it's easy picking. People go to the beach to relax. They put their guard down. And, what's the old saying about bank robbers? You know, you go where the money is. I mean, that's where thieves are going.
If the sharks don't get you, the jellyfish or stingrays might.
Right. Now, let's keep in mind, shark attacks are on the rise. You know, you can laugh all you want about Sharknado, but shark attacks are on the rise. Last year, there were 53 attacks in the United States, the highest amount since 2000. But here's the thing. As scary as the sharks are, it's the jellyfish that are really getting people. Jellyfish population has been surging. A lot of people think it has to do with global warming. Global warming basically means more plankton. More plankton means more jellyfish. And, you know, in some instances, jellyfish stings can be very, very serious. They can be fatal in some instances. And I've certainly gotten stung by jellyfish, so I know how unpleasant it is.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, let's hit one more. Our lifeguards are a vanishing species.
To some degree, this has been a bit of because of the economy. Municipalities and communities, essentially to make ends meet, have had to cut back. And one of the things they cut back on is lifeguards, which in some cases means they actually just close the beach. If they can't have it adequate protection, they just close it. But in other instances, some communities, we found this whole group of communities in Massachusetts are saying, we can't find enough fit people who want to be lifeguards. They're basically saying, we've kind of become a fatter population. There are not as many people who are applying for these jobs, who are capable of doing these jobs. The lifeguard, essentially, what's really the lifeguard association says, nonsense. If you just start paying more, you'll find qualified lifeguards. But it is interesting to realize that, you know, beaches are going more unprotected these days, it seems.
All right, Charles Passy, 10 things beach resorts won't tell you. Thanks so much for joining
All right,
us.
Thank you.